Election time is once again coming upon us, 1 week from tomorrow, and it is an important one for the city of Los Angeles, one that has Mayor Eric Garcetti on the ballot once again, but this time seeking another 4 years. Reviews for his first term are mostly good, but for the LA Times, it wasn't the most ringing endorsement. There's still room for improvement, the newspaper said in a recent editorial. With no real high-profile big fundraising candidates in the race, is his re-election all but certain? Will he even face a runoff? Kevin Roderick is with us for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Room for improvement, says the LA Times. What is it that you've seen from this mayor that hasn't quite lived up to what he promised to do 4 years ago?
Well, I think part of what they're talking about is you could look at a mayor as someone who forms an overall image both of themselves and of the city, right? And you look at Eric Garcetti and you say, well, you know, he has established himself as we think of him differently than we did 4 years ago. But you look at the problems that are facing the city, like traffic and the homeless and questions about the DWP, and all of those remain 4 years later.
Anything that he has excelled at, though? Is there something out there that he said, you know, I can put my stamp on?
Well, you know, I think there are people who feel that things are going well in the city, and I think Hollywood is happy that there's a lot more production happening here, and that is something that Eric Garcetti said was going to be a priority of his, to bring back production that was happening in other states. And I don't know how much credit he gets for that, but it is definitely happening.
Credit goes to the credits.
A lot of people at work in Hollywood who, you know, a few years ago would have had to go to other states.
And ironically, that was the area that he represented, too. Wasn't it Hollywood? That was his district. Garcetti is a very different mayor. Obviously, you mentioned Antonio Villaraigosa, Jim Hahn, Dick Reardon. What do you think did he learn from those mayors?
Well, I think one thing that he learned, and I think this is something that he's still trying to figure out, is that when they were mayor, a very big issue in the city was crime. And it faced Reardon more than it faced Hahn and Villaraigosa, but somewhat in Hahn's era. But, you know, there's at a time when any time that crime is high in Los Angeles, that rises to the top of the polls as the number one issue. And it really drives campaigns for city council and for the mayor. And I think Eric Garcetti is going to have to come around to that. You know, he is yet to hold his big press conference talking about the crime stats for last year. And that's something that mayors have been doing for a while because the stats were so good. Well, the last couple of years, they're not so good.
Crime may be creeping up. You know what's not creeping up are housing prices. They're not creeping up. They are shooting up. They are going way, way high. And that's something else that has been on his plate.
Certainly, you know, and he's been an advocate for affordable housing. He's certainly in favor of all the construction that's going on around the city. You know, we see a lot of cranes everywhere. A lot of housing is being built. He has staked a lot of his reputation on opposition to Measure S. This is the anti-development measure that's also on the ballot. And I think that is an issue that he is staking out as one for him. Sure, if rents at some point don't start to come down, if people continue to be unhappy about the pace of development, if traffic gets worse, then I think that will certainly be things that he'll have to explain.
Garcetti had a pretty contentious race 4 years ago against Wendy Gruhl in the race of 2013. How did that shape, Kevin, do you think, what kind of campaign he's running right now?
Well, I don't know. That was a much different situation there because you had Wendy Gruhl was a well-financed candidate, someone who had been running, preparing to run for a long time. And it really was an open question of who was going to come out of the runoff ahead that was very sure there was going to be a runoff, right? And this time around, I think, you know, there are no well-financed candidates running against Eric Garcetti. Mitchell Schwartz, who is the candidate who seems to be the next most closest to the top, it resembles Eric Garcetti in most of his positions. So there's really not a lot for voters to choose from there. And he's not been exciting a lot of people as far as I can tell. So it would be, to me, very surprising if there is a runoff and that Garcetti does not win a re-election outright. But, you know, you never know.
And we're watching it, too, of course, Kevin Roderick. And if you ever want to check out more information about not only the voting that's going on and up until Election Day a week from tomorrow, you can also look at our website, kcrw.com/voterguide. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.